You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for Californication. Tonight's host is Stuart Lill. Joining Stuart will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Phil Svitek and Michelle Macedo. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Californication news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Stuart Lill!
Hey, everybody. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Stu?
Back. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Girl.
Uh-huh.
Singular.
Stu, stop typing.
Yeah, seriously, okay. Stu, like, could you put it down for, like, a second?
I haven't even begun talking.
Okay. When I say put it down,
I'm glad I have video here to back me up on this one.
So, for those of you tuning in, Stu tends to, one of our hosts is Kevin Undergaro, and he is not here today in Los Angeles. For those of you who don't know, we're dealing with a mini tsunami. Mm-hmm. And so he's dealing with...
I think that the better word would be monsoon.
Monsoon. We're dealing with a monsoon.
Since it's not coming from the ocean, it's coming from the sky.
Wow. You are a weather girl.
Served.
I took weather at Emerson College.
Weather served.
Okay, so would you like to give the full report on why Kevin Undergaro is not here because of a monsoon?
Well, I'm going to let you take that over, Phil.
All right, so he's dealing with a leaking roof, so he is not here right now. Oh. We wish him the best of luck. Filling in again this week is Stuart Lill, who... In the past, when Kevin was here and Kevin would say his thoughts that were deep and insightful, Stu would write them down in his laptop. Anyway, Stu, onwards.
Oh, excuse me, Phil. Anyway. Anyway, yeah. So, so this week, The Last Supper.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Title of the episode,
with
yes.
Phil, what's this episode referred to as since it's the second to last one?
It's the penultimate episode.
The penultimate episode. Phil loves to always mention
well,
that.
Well, like in... let's think of it this way, right? The Last Supper was right before the... obviously, the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So...
Which it's funny that they reference that with the nun BJ.
Yeah, that was the greatest epiphany.
I have a lot of things to say about that, but continue what you were saying, Phil.
What I was saying? No, I'm gonna. Stu's the host.
Oh, continue what okay, we're saying, I, Stu.
Whatever the crucifixion, Last Supper. I don't. Anyway, so this episode we dealt with Hank getting convicted, and then
right before his potential crucifixion in some sense.
Before his potential crucifixion, this is really a turning point in the series. As I really brought up last week.
As it was for our man Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was.
I don't think that was Jesus.
Says the newspapers of the time called the Holy Bible.
Right. Yeah.
It was like the AfterBuzz version of...
It was.
Year zero.
Is that what the Bible came from?
Mm-hmm.
Newspaper clippings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, good old Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The great writers back then.
Yeah, seriously. But we won't even talk about the people that were overlooked. Anyway.
So we dealt with a few dreams in this episode. Kind of a shakeup. I'm glad we didn't go back to court one more time. We just dealt with Hank.
By the way, very nicely done in the fact of, okay, we didn't want it to go that way. We could have spent another episode there. The whole procedure of like going back and forth. But no, we open up and... The computer goes up, and he's guilty. Great. Now, moving forward.
Moving forward.
Yeah, I was going to say, but actually, the first thing that I noticed, I only noticed that it said he was guilty because you guys mentioned it. I was like, oh, I guess they would refer to him as a novelist. I was like, I wonder, why do they have this like really awesome picture of him. It's looked like a photo shoot of him when they're talking about how he's sentenced to jail. Usually it's like people in handcuffs or something, mm-hmm. but this time it was like a really good picture of him, and I was like, how is that possible?
Mm. Always got to get to the good side.
I mean, I didn't see it at first either. I guess it took a second.
Stu and I.
No.
A little hot second. It's okay. It's the nature of Texans, right?
Yeah. Okay. no Texas jokes on the show.
All right.
But yeah. So convicted right out of the bat, and I thought it was quite. I don't know. I just thought Karen would be there, or Runkle. That's just.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted the guilty read out by somebody. That was just me.
Mm.
I wanted to see Hank's face.
A really quick.
Maybe they couldn't afford the set.
For me, they did it way better. They showed it through imagery. Everyone sort of finds out in their own way. And who's there for Hank? Our own lawyer, Abby.
Yeah.
And what does she say? Let's get drunk.
She said, let's get shit-faced.
Let's get shit-faced.
Often.
I was trying to give the PG version, but okay.
Oh, right. Whoops.
This is the new and improved cleaner. After
let's
Buzz
get shiznit-faced, right?
And I didn't know if that was a prison reference or a bar reference, but it turned out to be a bar reference.
Really? A prison reference?
Yeah.
Is that a thing that you learned in prison?
Do you want to know?
Is it a prison thing?
Yeah.
What is?
What? When you get shit-faced and...
Oh, God. No. I don't want to...
Wow. I don't think that's what she meant.
No.
Okay. Well, it turned out to be...
Yeah, like...
Well,
okay.
You know, he was just convicted. I just put
right,
two and two together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he just... He mentioned,
well, she would have said it in a different context of like, let's get you shit-faced.
Let's
as in,
do
like,
that really disgusting
I'm mad at you and that's what you deserve.
Well, because that's not what she meant, we can move on. So, yes, the lawyer and Frank. Well, the first few things that I noticed was that, obviously, just like everyone in his life, they're enabling his addiction.
Mm-hmm.
As well as, it's really, really funny how, like, you know, beautiful woman like that got through law school by getting shit-faced every time something bad happened.
Mm.
I just felt like it wasn't that realistic, but okay, let's suspend our disbelief for a second. And they went and got shit-faced. And then we got to the gyno.
Yeah, that was a great shot with Marcy, just spread eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from my understanding, I've never been to a OBGYN, but I thought you kind of had a good standing relationship with your gyno.
Yeah, but that's just Marcy.
Oh, I mean, usually I get really awkward and all I do is talk about if they've seen the vagina monologues or not.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, how about vagina, right? And but really you don't have to say anything to them.
Oh.
Or you don't talk. They just, you know, it's very invasive.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought she was like getting up and very like, flippant about it.
Yeah.
Which I was like, okay, she's like really not caring, which I mean also is another thing, like obviously I could tell that nothing was really happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was funny. It was bordering on you know, masculine humor.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what the show is all about. This is why Stu, Kevin,
well,
and I
love
it.
We can have masculine humor and also respect women, I think, right? Just like women could be feminists and also like men.
But of all the women, wouldn't you say Marcy's the most respectable?
Actually, I think Becca is the most respectable.
Well, okay, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Coming, but because we're talking about Marcy.
Yeah. Oh, well, Marcy, I think, is hilarious and really funny and sassy, just like the lawyer.
Mm.
They're smart, but they're still smart for the purpose of Hank.
Okay.
I was about to say a word that I shouldn't have said. But for his purpose, they're sexy for him.
Mm-hmm.
They're all these things for him. They're not just that and independent. This is for men. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all for their entertainment. And all of the men, I don't know if you notice, talk to the women like children.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the prostitute.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, yeah, you're, like, doing this, blah, blah, blah. They do that to every single woman in it. I was watching it. All of them are children. I don't know if you guys have read the Yellow Wallpaper.
No.
Okay. Well, it's a feminist.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. So he's.
That short story.
I still have not.
Yeah. So. The short story. Yeah. Well, basically, it's like this woman that's having all these feelings, and then this guy, her husband, is invalidating her. And at the end, she's like trapped in this house, and basically it was saying, like, you know, men and the husbands and stuff mostly are supposed to treat the women like children. Mm-hmm. And the women are supposed to take care of the children, and everyone is like dependent on the dad. Mm-hmm. Because that's the way that everything should work. Even in the like 50s flashback, that's the way it worked. And yes, it was the 50s, but I actually thought it wasn't very different from the way that he treated the women in his life anyway.
But Becca wanted their life to be that way.
Well, Becca wanted a dad who went to work and was boring and came home at 5:30. She didn't want to only
wear skirts. That's not what we want of Hank. We want Hank out there partying.
Talk to her like
we
a
don't
child,
want these
Bill.
Feminine things.
Talk to her like a child.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Talk to me like a child. See what happens.
No. And if you'll excuse me for a moment, you guys carry on the conversation as I have. I have to deal with some other shows and emergencies that have been going on. LA is a shit storm, tsunami,
shit
monsoon.
Storm. Monsoon.
So hold on one sec. There is right. A bit of an emergency.
All right, Phil.
Emergency. Right. After Buzz exclusive.
Thank God, Phil's out of the room. Okay.
I know. So now we can actually.
Now we can actually talk about this
Damn,
show.
What a relief. he's so annoying.
Before Phil yelled at me and I lost thought. Where were we?
We were talking about the women thing, but let's get more into a conversation.
Okay.
Like I was saying earlier, the binging escapism basically is like the theme of this episode, right?
Yeah. Speaking of this whole crucifixion and whether he's going to show up or not, and how everything, he's just, he's trying to get right with God and trying to get right with his wife and his daughter and not think about tomorrow and really just trying to be the man that Karen always wanted him to be.
Yeah, except for is it salvageable?
You mean
his relationships that he's ruined,
right? Yeah,
the sentence, like the consequences are now coming up for his actions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been living his life like this anyway.
Yeah.
The only difference is that everybody knows that it's going to come to an end, mm-hmm. and it's going to be forced to come to an end, not by his own choice.
Yeah.
So now is like the time to get everything out there.
I think, though, that this is for Hank anyway, for the end to come this way is actually pretty good. Because
I
think could have
so.
Had a really nasty STD.
I'm surprised that he doesn't. Have they like said anything about that?
I don't think they've ever confronted the issue. I've never seen him put on a condom.
I know.
I don't know how many little other Hanks are out there.
Just trying to figure that out. Yeah, I can only imagine.
I don't know the rate of the spread of diseases in this city, but
probably.
Maybe, you know what it might be is, what's that disease that really, Henry VIII had it?
Syphilis?
Yeah, maybe yes. Hank has syphilis, and so does
maybe
Karen.
Maybe so. Do you want to look
that
up
whole
the symptoms
family,
of
maybe
syphilis?
The whole cast has syphilis, and
actually,
that's why they're
probably
like,
everyone has syphilis.
Yeah, and that's why they're driven crazy, and they can't stand it.
That is
such
a good explanation for the crazies in this show.
Yeah, they're going crazy, and Hank can never, like, say no to sex, and
his
old decisions.
But he sees a woman and he's like, that is what they're there for.
Yeah.
And it's also revealed that his parents never touched each other at all. Remember? He said that at the dinner table when they were like, oh, your parents go off to like closets and whatever. They like try to have sex wherever they can. And just like slightly, it was one sentence and he was just like, well, at least that. My parents never touched each other.
Oh, that's what Hank said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that. There was a lot going on in that conversation.
There was
a lot.
That
was a very, I can't remember a dinner conversation in this show. And I was like, this is a great one though. I'm finally, and it wasn't, and here it is.
And here it is.
But it,
we're watching it for everyone just listening. We're watching it up on the screen right now.
As I told Phil yesterday or the other day, we got some nice illegal streaming, I think, is going on here. If anyone missed the show from their own cable, you can just tune in.
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
I saw
Jesse,
you.
Don't give me that. I know you want to keep your job, but.
Right. We all do, right?
Yeah. Hold on, let me get out my Benjamins and wave them in my face.
yeah, get those out. Those are good.
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah, about the dinner conversation. Mm-hmm. Really intense. Becca is the only female in this entire show who's not sexualized, who is taken seriously, whose voice is respected, mm-hmm. and who tells the truth.
Yeah. Do you think that someday, like maybe next season, Hank will ever encounter a woman that such as Becca who, well, you're not like Becca, but just a woman who's smarter and doesn't want to just jump into bed with him ever?
Well, the thing is, he is not like punished for being like stupid by sleeping with all these women. It's just like a man's sexual drive. And these women, I wouldn't necessarily say are like not smart, because they are. There's a lawyer woman who obviously is like self-aware and knows what's up. Mm-hmm. She's intelligent. All of them are intelligent, but it's like the impression that it's giving is like this guy is so like magnetic that all of these women are drawn to him and they just like have to sleep with him. And I would really like to see that not happen, because newsflash, he's not hot. Like, I can see how he's attractive and his personality, he's funny and charismatic, but, like, are you kidding me? He's going to prison for statutory rape? No, he's not that hot.
But that's obviously attractive to somebody who wants to act out a rape fantasy.
Don't even get me started.
That's a fantasy come true.
Oh, that's... I can't say the word. That's just no.
Okay.
No.
You've never had a friend.
No.
Or known somebody.
I can respect people's sexual urges. That's fine. My twin sister did her thesis at Columbia on violence and pornography. Mm. I can watch it. I can see that from a level of, okay, this is what people like. You know, by judging it, it's just completely writing it off, and then therefore no one can be open about it. But the fact that this girl, this one girl that happened to like open the door, that found that out about him, just like wanted to do that, it just totally misrepresents women. And like, and it's so offensive to be like, oh, they liked that. Like, oh, they're gonna like it. Mm. So even if he's doing it and, you know, they assume it's a bad thing and she's laughing off his sentence just like everybody else is, then it's like, oh, well, that's okay because she enjoys it, you know? Even though it's not what it's saying about all women, it's planting that seed in guys' heads. Oh, maybe she'll like that. It's okay that I like that. I don't have to question myself because maybe she will. Mm. And even, you know, rape, like, men with men. It's that's something that's never addressed. Any sort of, like, sexuality like that is not addressed.
They touched on it.
When?
Oh, when they referred to, it was right after... he's about to leave Abby's place. He's like, yeah, before I, you know, go take it at prison.
Yeah, that is rape in prison.
Yeah, okay.
But that isn't like homosexuality, and that isn't like a sexuality thing. That's power more like.
Yeah.
So I don't think that counts as talking about the queer community, right? So that little comment.
So you think
Hank
should get raped, though? Like,
I don't think anyone should get raped or have to
understand
what it's
like. I know you want
to
make it a balanced show. We've already had a
statutory
rape, so you want it to even?
Well, what I don't want is to even, because an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
Okay.
And I think that it's really funny how when people get angry, they want the same thing. You know, it's just perpetuating it.
Right.
But what I do want is a little respect from Hank. Little respect of female sexuality, the fact that femininity doesn't have to mean that they're submissive or submitting to his sexual desires.
Now in the scene, they were really like, Hank, you got screwed. You got, you know, this isn't your fault. And I like you said earlier, it's like they're really aiding to his addictions and stuff. And it's like, so what, you know, nobody ever says, shame on you, Hank. I mean, like,
I know
they said it before, like, Karen was really pissed and everything, but, like, but now they're, like, you know, they're celebrating
his legend. They have a party about it?
Yeah.
The thing is, okay, this was my take on it. They are all enablers because they are all like that.
Yeah.
None of them have taken responsibility for any of their actions. Mm. It's just like, okay, that's funny. Let's laugh it off, which is like an adolescent mindset of like, oh, whatever, that's okay. Like my judgment isn't totally there, so I can just not care and laugh it off the next day and it's all okay. But they've gone through their whole lives like this.
Mm-hmm.
So the only person that is taking the responsibility and putting it back in their faces is Becca.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Dad, like, you're so selfish, you know? When all of them are like, oh, yeah, you know, like, you totally got screwed over, blah, blah, blah. It was like, I just feel like he was going to get arrested one day.
Yeah.
You know, like, he is crazy and reckless and is going to hurt someone at one point. He's already hurt enough of his relationships and ruined most of his relationships.
Yeah.
And his relationship with his daughter is, like, barely hanging on.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? They're all enabling that.
Mm-hmm. And even the girl, Mia, who he's convicted for raping.
Yeah, I was surprised, like, she wasn't in this episode, right?
Yeah, she really should have been at the dinner party. Like, hey, Hank, right? You know, sorry.
Surprise! Funny.
Funny, yeah, exactly.
Let's drink and have cake, and let's just... let's have an orgy. Let's do it one more time. Just for old time's sake.
Exactly.
It's like, that
would have been Californication style right there.
Exactly. Which... maybe the show should be called Shameless 1,
mm-hmm.
because it's shameless.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Would you not agree?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
They're just not as, they're not nearly as poor. I guess they used to be when they were in New York. And as they said, as Becca mentioned, California ruined them.
Yeah. You know, moving is one of those things. It's like a big thing that's going to rip people apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they ruined themselves.
Yeah. So would you say that Becca didn't pin the blame on them then? She pinned it on another source?
Yeah. I would say that she was like, hey.
So the writers one more time got away with it.
Exactly.
They just couldn't put the blame
yes.
on somebody.
So, and we revealed through Stu's research, extensive research on his computer, we revealed that there are two women writers on the show.
Yeah.
Which is quite surprising to me, since they planted the seed of rape is fun, it's a game, she might like it.
Well, they these women are, I'm seeing here, they had a sex change in 2004. So they used to be men. So
is that true?
No.
By the way,
like,
I'm back.
That explains it. Phil's back. He just actually had no thoughts until then. So
yeah, so that was my cover up.
His thoughts were just like Hank's. It was like, sex.
No, how about this? How about, okay, so let me tell the viewers what I deal with. Like Hank, there's a tree that fell down in our front yard of the office, and so I'm taking care of it. We have special guests coming up for our Shameless edition, Cameron Monaghan, and, you know, he actually braved the weather, and he is here in studio waiting to come on, and you know what? Monsoon pursues, and we are still here.
Do we
still
have the, the live reporter, the chopper cam out front?
Yes.
Give us a view.
We do.
Yeah, why don't we have that? We should, except now they've been swept away by the monsoons. Also, Phil just makes it sound like a tree just fell over, like happened to fall over. But it actually, like, the wind and the street sign and the power lines fell over. So, like, literally, there's a tree completely blocking the front of the house.
Mm-hmm. The power goes out, it's because of that. And that's that is some California bit right there, where people just don't care to fix anything.
And some good fried squirrels as well out there.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, but Stu, where do we leave off?
TV exclusive.
That's right. But where do we leave off with the discussion?
Well, actually, Stu and I were having a really intriguing discussion, and I wish
on feminism. How boring.
Yes.
Thank God I left. Can we move on?
Okay. Ladies, anyone who's listening, don't worry. He's not going to get away with that. I just can't curse on
the views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
So anyway, we were talking about how
nobody gets away with anything.
Exactly. And how the prostitution...
all they do is get away with... the men, all they do is get
away
with...
oh, all they do is get away with anything. And all of, you know, the prostitution... I mean, the rape game and all that stuff is just basically enabling them to not take responsibility for their actions and disrespecting women's sexuality, because women's sexuality is not for themselves. It's for Hank.
Oh, by the way, the women never get away with anything.
Oh, no.
Marcy pregnant.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Marcy's pregnant, and...
But that's why, I mean, that's sort of the message of all of this, of what Californication is that here's a carefree guy just being lucky, and that's what we're rooting for, but his comeuppance, yes, I say the word comeuppance, again. And these guys hate me for it.
Did you say it's Muppets? Muppets, is it? Is that the word? Muppets.
You know what?
Muppets in space?
Hank Moody would understand because he is a novelist and he would understand my diction.
You would understand your diction.
That is the police coming to arrest you for whatever you have to say.
Ring the alarm. Anyone know that Beyonce song? Okay. Yeah, girl, you know. we were also talking about how Becca is the only person... All of the adults in this show completely avoid responsibility and do not take responsibility for any of their actions. And they even just enable each other to do the same thing. Like they have a party, you know, for him, like basically going to prison and all this stuff. And Becca is the only person who speaks the truth and who is intelligent enough to be like, hey, dad, you're selfish and it's totally your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And like you got yourself into this situation. Now what?
Well, we don't want to face that. That's why I don't want to face reality. That's why I totally avoid everything.
Sue, would you pay attention? This is,
I'm glad you're typing this, Stu.
Conversation. Don't type that down.
Okay. Stu, avoid I'm going to give you some advice. Avoid reality at all costs. Uh-huh. Are you writing this down? Okay. Avoid reality at all costs.
I can type with my mind.
Don't listen to whatever these women have to say. Okay. Because you know what? Look at Hank.
Oh,
he's winning.
Don't worry. This is never coming from the point of view of what those women have to say. This is certainly what men have to
say. Two women have spoken
I'd really like to.
What do you think they're used for in that room? What do you think?
They're strippers. I don't know if you know.
Okay.
Yeah, those were the two staff. They just are inspiration for everybody. And it's probably the producers or something that's like, we need more. Degradation.
Oh, okay.
Good idea. Awesome. Well, can we also talk about the way that the sex worker was portrayed, this prostitute, who's like, I guess Hank is like a regular of, right?
Yeah. Used to be or something.
Well, she's a woman that is, you know, in charge of herself and whatever she likes to do, what she likes to do, and she does it. And she is, like, getting emotionally involved in all that stuff. Or, you know, she seems like they're friends or whatever. But she, first of all, she doesn't take the money. What? Mm. Like, you're there. You just spent the night there. Take the freaking money. Second of all, now I'm trying to remember what I was going to say. Oh, he also talked to her like a child. All of the men in this show are in the power of all the sexual situations, and the women are not in power. So they're disempowered in every single sexual situation.
We got a party going on here.
I know. So there's a party outside. I think it's Hank's, prison party.
It's actually my going away party because clearly I'm gonna get voted off the show.
God. Seriously, let's vote. Do we want Phil off the show? I'm gonna raise my hand. Stu?
I'll half it.
Stu, here's a legit question before we get to commercial. Yeah. For our season finale.
What's up?
Are we gonna have strippers in here?
Ooh.
In this room?
Yes.
I actually know some strippers that I can get to come in and speak on behalf of how
offensive
this show is.
Phil and Kevin have a Rolodex full of strippers as well.
Oh, yeah. They're friends.
So next week we can look forward. By the way, so Michelle, as you heard last week, knows the music supervisor of the show?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's going to get off her high horse and she's going to get the music supervisor.
My
to come.
High horse called Equality? Yes, Phil.
Yes. She's going to get the music supervisor in here. Meanwhile, Stu and I and Kevin will be in charge of the strippers. Strippers coming into the studio.
All right.
Okay.
Type are we talking here?
We welcome all strippers.
Okay. All right.
Are you talking about taste now? Are we? I
want a surprise stripper though. I want like four coming in, and then we don't know like which one.
Oh God.
We don't know which one.
And
it
let's
is.
See the difference of how you treat them.
And
right?
then one just finally, you know, just pulls the pants off. It could be the guy.
Whoa!
Let's have that. No. Yes. please.
Could
let's
be a guy
that.
Did so.
Well, with that, please let's go to commercial because that is horrendous.
Oh God!
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
You mean it's Shakespearean?
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347-855-8269. Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
And then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig!
The wig will come off.
That wig come off, baby.
No! What?
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys.
If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? Stu, I can't wait for the stripper edition of Californication.
Oh, okay, and also let's be real, guys. If real strippers came in here, like, all of you would throw up.
What if it's just one of us?
What's that?
One of us.
Well, like me or you, Phil. Like, we're the stripper. Like, we don't know which one it's going to be.
Yes.
Or Kevin.
I don't want you. No.
That's such a good idea.
Jesse, get us to our news and gossip, please. Please. Oh, my God.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so newcomer Michael Ealy will co-star in Underworld New Dawn, the fourth entry to the popular series about quarreling vampires and lycans. Under the direction of Mads Marland and Bjorn Steen, Ealy will play a detective in the film that is hunting Celine, played by Kate Beckinsale. However, he'll ultimately team up with her to take on a new threat.
Interesting.
I love the Underworld.
What's a lycan? What's a...
That's a werewolf.
Yes.
Got it. Didn't know that.
It's a badass series. Michael Ealy is Karen's...
Do you guys know who Celine is? Sorry. Keep going.
Well, he's the love interest this season. He's the mulatto guy. And anyway, Celine...
Celine is a Greek or Roman god for the moon.
I would say Roman because,
Yeah.
By the way, it's also going to be a movie. Is The Yellow Wallpaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're making that a movie.
Yo, I got to get on that.
Yeah.
Yellow Wallpaper... Paper people, call me. Call my people. Thanks. MichelleMaseo.com.
Good plug. What else we got?
All right. Well, that's your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip for Californication, Sunday, March 20th, 2011.
So when are we going to go to 2011?
2011?
Or like 2012.
2012? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
2011.
No, I'm just wondering.
Is that your prediction, or is that a suggestion?
I go between the two.
That is in the future.
It is.
It's not a hit on Jesse or anything. I'm just saying, but in general, yeah. Because, you know, I used to go 1990, and we didn't say 1,990.
Good.
Anyway.
Observation.
So, predictions.
Nice opinion.
I know. That's my 2 cents for the week.
Predictions, yeah. What's...
He's going to get his comeuppets.
From
Muppets? He's going to get Muppets... In Hollywood? Muppets
yes.
In New York?
Yes, he's going to film on the movie Muppets.
Oh, cool. I love those.
Well, Hank shows up to be convicted by the big bad judge. And something about his movie, of course. I thought we were going to see some of it filmed this season. Apparently not. And
it's okay.
I think they're going to go Entourage with it and film it in the... Film it
in the off season.
In the off season, and then we'll see the finished project next season, which I'm a little disappointed about if they do that.
No, they always know. Just in the way they handled the Hank being guilty today, I think they'll know how to handle it without disappointing us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you guys think that he's going to go to prison?
Ooh, maybe he's convicted, and then there's always those people
probation.
Who are convicted, and then they do something and
the appeal. Or something?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. He'll get. I think this is it for Hank. Not that like this is the final end, but it could be the start of a new thing for him. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to
Kevin Undergaro and Phil.
Oh,
Phil.
Oh, Jesse, we got some technical difficulties. See, I told you we're having monsoons. We're having power outages. There we go.
Phil's getting stressed out and yelling.
I know.
Stu's crying.
I'm drinking the rest of that green beer from St. Patty's Day.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, we had Budweiser gave us green bottled Budweiser, and so we were drinking that. I think.
Oh, that was
awesome. I think we're still feeling the effects of that hangover. And we, I don't know, whatever. Stu, take us out.
Solid show, guys. Solid show. Come back, people. We love your fan approval, opinions, anything you can throw at us.
Hopefully next week it won't rain and we'll have a better show because of the technical difficulties that we have experienced thus far.
With a few special guests as well.
Yes.
So, yes.
Come back next week.
And thank
see you.
Then.
I love you all. Good night.
We love you.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Where are you going?
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.